Now it is time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Tom Beaudet and Peter Gross each has 3 points, mm-hmm. and Kiri O'Connor has two.
All right. First, we know that Kiri has 2 points, so you're going first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Now, your questions, Kiri, are all about diets. Fill in the blank.
Oh, goody.
Oh. Olympic athletes in ancient Greece ate only meat in what was probably the earliest version of the blank diet.
Atkins.
Right. After losing 245 pounds eating only at their sandwich shops, college student Jared Fogle became a national spokesman for blank.
Subway.
Right. After unsuccessfully trying numerous diets, Today Show weatherman Al Roker finally had blank surgery.
Bariatric.
Yeah, gastric bypass surgery, to show her audience how much weight she had lost on a liquid protein diet. Blank brought out a wheelbarrow filled with 67 pounds of fat.
Oprah.
Yes. Although it does facilitate weight loss, no one has had long-term success with the breatharian diet, in which you live on nothing but blank.
Breathing air.
Right. The Jenny Craig diet plan faced some controversy when it hired former White House intern Blank to be its spokesperson.
Monica Lewinsky.
Yes. A shake for breakfast, a shake for lunch, and a sensible dinner was the slogan for the diet drink known as Blank.
Slim Fast?
Yes. In an effort to help a citywide weight loss initiative, in 2008, the Oklahoma City Mayor's Office offered a free blank to any citizen trying to lose weight.
I have no idea.
A free Taco Bell taco. Oh. What's better to reward dieters for their months of restraint and deprivation than a tasty, fat-laden taco? The program was a success, despite the fact that Oklahoma City's officials didn't stop to think that free tacos are basically an undo button for diets. Next up, Oklahoma City plans to reward people who quit drinking with free tequila shots. Carl, how did Kiri do? Pretty well, I thought.
Yeah, a very fine round, Peter. Kiri had 7 correct answers for 14 more points.
Well done.
She now has 16 points and the lead.
Formidable.
All right.
Okay, Patrick.
We flipped a coin. Tom has elected to go next. Your questions, Tom, are all about junk food. Fill in the blank. In 1985, Peter Jennings interrupted a broadcast of General Hospital to tell viewers that the old version of the soft drink blank was coming back.
Coke.
Right. In 2010, KFC introduced the Double Down, a new sandwich that used pieces of blank instead of bread.
Chicken.
Right. Until it was marketed as being used on NASA flights in 1966, sales of blank breakfast drink were quite poor.
Tang.
Right. A British court ruled in 2008 that Pringles potato chips should not be subject to special taxes because the snack is really only 42% blank.
Potatoes.
Right. Introduced in 2006, it didn't take long before top 10 grossest candy lists included Cap Candy Company's candy blank.
Top 10 grossest candy lists?
Yes.
Boogers and snot.
No. They're called Lick Your Wounds Candy Scabs.
Oh, that's even worse.
In 2007, an Iowa man was arrested for hitting his dad with a bag of blank, causing his father to be covered in orange dust.
Oh, Cheetos.
Right. Nationwide shortages and rationing in 2009 forced some fans to temporarily let go of their blank.
Let go of their egos.
Yes. In 2010, an FDA recall due to contamination shocked fans of the blank candy bar.
Contamination.
Yes.
I've got to guess. The payday.
No, the toxic waste brand Nuclear Sludge Cherry Chew Bar. They thought it'd be fun for kids if they named it toxic waste, but they should have stopped before actually making it out of toxic waste. The makers of the bar were forced to issue a recall due to high lead content. Oddly, their other product, the Lick the Walls Lead Poisoning Brownie, is safe to eat. I don't know why.
Made in China, I assume,
yes,
right?
Of course. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, but Kiri still has the lead with 16.
Mm-hmm. So Peter will have to do... Peter will have to do particularly well to take this. Am I right?
How many do I need? Because I calibrate my performance to just get one shy of victory.
All right. You need 7 correct answers.
Six it is.
There you go. Peter, this is for the game. Your questions are all about games and sports. In 2006, USA Today reported that because they're afraid children will get hurt chasing each other, schools are beginning to ban the game blank.
Tag?
Right. One of the earliest video games, the two-dimensional tennis game called Blank, was so popular it spawned sequels.
Pong.
Right. The sandwich was invented in the 1700s when the Earl of Sandwich did not want to leave his blank game.
Chess?
No, card game. Children are encouraged to throw balls as hard as they can in an attempt to hit other children in the often traumatic game Blank.
Really? Dodgeball.
Yes. Look, it hurt. It hurt bad. In 2009, a scandal involving performance-enhancing drugs erupted in the high-stakes world of blank.
Poker.
Chess.
That's what I said before, though. Count it.
No. Team figure skating is one of the new events proposed for the 2014 Winter Blank.
Olympics.
Right. In October 2010, a small Wisconsin boy became the latest child who needed to be rescued after climbing inside a blank.
M.C. Escher painting.
A claw machine game. A Connecticut man on workers' comp after claiming a bad back injury was accused of fraud when he was seen blanking.
Doing the backstroke.
No, running a 40-yard dash in a dress in order to win Hannah Montana tickets.
I should have guessed that.
He sure didn't look injured as he put on a dress and high heels and sprinted 40 yards while carrying an egg on a spoon. The 41-year-old man had claimed he injured his back while lifting a box of toilet paper, which is only slightly less embarrassing than being seen running in drag on the local news, and much less embarrassing than being a 41-year-old male Hannah Montana fan. Carl, did Peter pull it off? Did he do well enough to win?
No, he didn't, Peter. Peter just had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 11 points. So Kerry O'Connor, with 16 points, is this week's champion.
Right. Well done, Kerry.
Thank you.
Thank you.